joining us now is Chevy Lay, certified occupational therapist at Memorial Hospital. And Chevy, how are you?
I am good. Thank you. How are you?
Doing great. Let's talk about the expansion of therapy services at Memorial.
All right.
So tell us, what type of expansion are we talking about?
So as of July, Memorial Hospital has full-time in-house physical and occupational therapy, and we do have access to speech therapy as well. Seeing patients both on the inpatient acute care side as well as our transitional swing bed program. And it's just a different level of care with a different focus versus the acute care inpatient side. But we are in the process of kind of boosting and expanding that program in hopes that it has some major benefits for both Memorial Hospital patients as well as the surrounding area. So
give us a brief overview of what PT and OT services entail.
So after an illness or injury, surgery, whatever it may be, a doctor will order an evaluation when it's appropriate, and then a physical therapist and occupational therapist then complete a comprehensive eval, and based on that evaluation, we build a treatment plan. On inpatients, we see patients 3 to 5 days a week, depending on what is necessary or appropriate. But on the swing bed unit, we typically see patients 1 to 2 times a day by both disciplines, which equates to a minimum of about 2 therapy sessions per day, and that is 5 days a week. So a lot of people question how swing bed is different from inpatient and how it compares to rehabbing at a nursing facility. Mm-hmm. The swing bed program is a more intensive therapy regimen than an acute level. Patients are typically seen more frequently for a longer duration, and the treatment is more intense as the emphasis is more on rehabbing the patient to home versus on the acute, where the patient is typically more medically fragile and the emphasis is more on the doctoring and nursing side, and the therapy is more a bonus. But when compared to therapy at a nursing facility, the therapy is comparable in intensity, but it's short term. So the typical stay on swing bed is as little as 2 to 3 days to 2 to 3 weeks maximum. That's what a therapy on inpatient and swing bed would kind of look like, I guess.
I imagine that, that even though injuries or ailments might be similar, each patient is different, and thus you have to develop a plan for each.
Yes, that's where the therapy evaluation comes in. We do a very comprehensive eval. We work with the patient and their family based on what their needs are, their goals are, what their prior level of function was compared to their current level, and build a treatment plan that the patient and the family agrees with. And then as well as an interdisciplinary team approach, which is super beneficial. So in addition to therapy, patients have access to a doctor routinely when they're obviously on inpatient, but as well as on swing bed, you have at least weekly rounding with the doctor, if not daily. But then there's also super experienced nurses here at Memorial Hospital. We have cardiopulmonary services when that's appropriate, a dietitian, pharmacist, and a social worker. So all of those disciplines really work together with the patient and their family to address those goals and promoting an environment that promotes wellness and recovery and return to their prior level of function or their prior living environment, whether that is home alone, home with family, an assisted living facility, wherever that is. So
the goal overall is to try, for much of this therapy, is to try and get people home and be safe so they can take care of themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's where that swing bed is so beneficial, because it allows our patients just that little bit of extra time and support to recover versus just pushing them out the door and kind of onto the next mentality. That's not our mentality. So our patients get to return home stronger, safer, more independent and confident, because we're really setting them up for success with a strategic and safe discharge home.
For those who might not know, kind of talk about what occupational therapy is then.
Yeah, so as an occupational therapist, I have a very holistic approach to treating patients. So I'm looking at personal factors like their strength, their balance, their vision, their cognition, as well as how that is impacted by their environment, and then how those in turn both affect their ability to care for themselves. So we call them their ADLs, bathing, dressing, toileting, hygiene and grooming, as well as IADLs, so cooking, cleaning, laundry, grocery shopping, driving. We're looking at all of those occupational performance things to promote health and wellness and return to being as independent as possible. So
now that we've seen these services expanded at Memorial Hospital, how has this affected? How has this positively affected patient outcomes?
So with the expanded therapy, we are seeing less readmission, which is everybody's goal, right? And, you know, nobody wants to be in the hospital. So by just giving that extra time, that extra support, and ensuring that safe discharge home, we're ensuring that that our patients are returning home with the skills and the knowledge and the competency to be safe. And so that means less falls, less injury, less likely to return back to the hospital. So those patient outcomes are ideal for everybody in this situation.
I think you've explained this pretty well, but for those who might not know, the swing bed is essentially the step before sending somebody home. Is that right?
Yeah, so we call it a transitional care program. So our swing bed unit, it's within Memorial Hospital. So if you're a patient here, you'll stay in your same private room and just transition to a different level of care. So the emphasis is on rehab, it's on therapy, getting stronger, improving your strength and independence so that you can return home safely. Whereas when you're on, you're in the hospital on the inpatient or acute side, the emphasis is more on doctors and nurses and improving medically. And then, as mentioned before, it's a very intense therapy regimen, but it's short term. So the idea is to transition home on a short term basis. So, yeah.
Well, Chevy, what else would you like people to know about the expanded services at Memorial Hospital?
I guess the last thing is that most of our patients do transition from Memorial Hospital into our swing bed program, but we do receive a lot of referrals from the surrounding area. And so that is an option too. You don't have to be a patient at Memorial, but you can still transition to the swing bed program if you think that you or a loved one would benefit from that short-term therapy stint. So we have the mindset that you don't have to compromise quality for convenience here. We have very knowledgeable and competent professionals who provide exceptional five-star care. And so we just want everybody in the surrounding area to know that, and that this service it's been here, but it's expanding. And we would love to see this program grow and benefit Hancock County and the surrounding area.
All right. Well, Chevy Lay, is there anywhere people can go to get more information about therapy services at Memorial Hospital?
Yeah. So Memorial Hospital has a Facebook page as well as their website. And we have handouts and pamphlets and brochures that people can access there. So,
terrific. Well, Chevy Lay, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.